Carmen, hello.
Hi, is this Carmen speaking?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Carmen. This is Sheldon Benjamin from Gnomebook Writing. You just signed up with us. How are you doing?
Good, and you? Nice
I'm
to meet
doing
you.
Great, myself, and it's a pleasure to meet you as well. I'll be your project manager going forward on this project. So first, let's get down to the business and tell me about your book. What's it about? What's your inspiration? Hit me.
What's the inspiration? The book is about healing and recovering from sexual abuse, child abuse, and also the exposure of pornography at a young age. It highlights the need for help in children's lives, and also the effects that it has on you as an adult. It's written, I think, for a specific audience. The genre, I would say, is a memoir combined with the Christian victorious living style. I wouldn't say it's just for a Christian to read it, because it shows, it highlights also the need in any faith-based community for people to understand trauma better.
I see.
So the trauma that leaves on that stays on a child's life lingers into adulthood. So it's a bit of my life, what happened to me, and it's a bit of research and info and knowledge regarding the effects of it, of what it has on a child's life. I mean, not specifically what you can do to get free from it, but it's just the consequences of all of it. And in it, how God stays faithful while you live in shame and try to, you know, overcome all of those things.
I see. I completely understand.
So it's a mouthful.
It is.
It's a mouthful.
Inspiration. I that wasn't the right word for this book.
So why is it always for me? It's why am I not getting help? You know, why am I stuck in a behavior that I don't want to have? Why is overcoming addiction so hard? Why is parents blind to see what's wrong with a child, even if it's misbehaving or, you know, a teen? So the why in the book answers a lot of those questions. Why did this happen to me? Because a lot of people ask, why would this happen? But it's more, why is the child behaving in that way? Why would you say somebody's lazy if the child is actually depressed? So my heart and my hope is to empower and encourage parents and people and whoever to treat children different and to see, is this what's going on. This is what happened to me when I was younger. That's why I keep on cheating on my wife or whatever, you know. Because all of that behavior and decisions that people make come from somewhere.
Yeah, it does develop from a mindset. There is usually some deep-seated trauma or deep-seated situation that relates to your past, and somehow it forms your future, even though you feel like, okay, no, this is not something that's going to affect me. In the end, it ends up eventually developing you into what you are today. I do understand that completely. And, Carmen, tell me about yourself in general. What do you do for a living?
For a living?
Yeah.
I'm a mother. I've got four children.
That's nice. That's sweet.
Yeah, so I've got an 18-year-old. She's turning 18 on Friday. I've got three daughters, and my boy is 10 years old. I've been homeschooling them since the beginning.
That's
nice. So I've studied in between, and then I started to write this book when I went when I turned 40. When was that? 2000. In COVID. And then I published it last year. So my heart was always, I was part of an organization that helped children with trauma. So that's my passion, is to help more people in that area. So for now, I'm working on my second book. I'm trying very hard to market this book, but I'm really struggling. My life is also busy. We moved to America 4 months ago, so so immigrating and a lot of businesses in between. So yeah, I'm a mother, I've got a house to run, and I love to write, and I would love to do another book, maybe a more of a how book.
Definitely. Where are you from? Like, where, which location, so I have a good idea of the time zone that you're in?
I'm in Texas.
You're in Texas?
In Houston. Yes.
Texas. I don't know what Texas time is.
Where are you from?
New York.
It's New York. Oh, it's 4 o'clock now. 4:10.
It's 4 o'clock on your end. I think, isn't that, that makes you central time.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes you central time. Okay, we're on the East Coast, so we're about an hour off. Yeah. So, let's talk about book marketing. What is your, is the book live at this time? Is it on?
The book is live. The book is on Amazon, Kindle paperback. I did the audio, came out in August.
Can you tell me the name of the book?
Why?
Is it just Why?
W-H-Y. Why? And the subtitle, Sexual Abuse and Pornography, Daily Battles That Can Lead to a Lifetime of War.
Daily Battles That Can Lead Your?
That Can Lead to a Lifetime of War.
Life Downfall, right?
Say again?
Is that life downfall?
No, that can lead
your
lifetime. Lifetime of war.
Lifetime of war. Okay.
Is it my accent? But the main title is Why.
Are you European?
I'm South African.
Oh, you're South African. Okay.
Yeah, I come from South Africa.
Yeah, because it felt like I was so confused between, are you South African, or are you Italian, or are you like French? I was lost between, are you French or South African? I was just trying to, that's why I said European, it covers a wide spectrum. I was like, this might do something.
Yeah, now, a lot of people think it's French or...
But you still have a very good English. You still have very good English.
I'm glad.
The accent, trust me, the accent is nice.
Okay, that's good. Have you found it?
Yes, I have found the book. Sexual Abuse and Pornography, Daily Battles That Cause a Lifetime of War. Yes.
Yeah, so I've put it on Barnes & Noble 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I've tried Coco, BookBub. It's on iTunes. It's on Apple Books.
That's right.
I've tried my best.
You have a paperback.
I thought maybe I must, redo the description, and just should I change my cover? Because that's the painting I painted when I was 16 years old.
I'm thinking one thing. Your target audience are adults, right?
Yeah, I would say 18 and up. I won't let a child read my book. But I think if somebody maybe was abused in his 17, 18, as soon as he reads my book, he's going to understand much better about his life and that he needs help, not to get stuck like me, that you have to turn 40 before you get help.
I completely understand. But I want to talk about one thing, if that's okay.
Yes, go for it.
Looking at the cover of the book, the title, this...
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be very honest with you. This doesn't feel
Please
like a
be.
Book that talks about children.
Yeah?
If I look at the
no,
book
it's
in general
it's a,
context,
it's,
more, it's like sexual abuse and pornography in general. It seems like a book that's about someone who had sexual abuse in their life and how they recovered from it in general. It doesn't talk about early child trauma. Because even the person that's drawn in the book doesn't look like a child. It looks like a very grown woman.
Yeah. So that's the painting. I painted it when I was 16. But it shows something that has been stolen from a child. So I didn't want to initially use it. I had a cover designer from New York working with me from South Africa. And we were on our way to make it a very biblical type of cover. and it didn't sit well. It didn't sit well with me because I really wanted to make it authentic and real because this is my story.
A biblical cover for this. Just being
honest. I think there's a line in the book specifically showing how long addiction can last. So I mirrored with slavery, and then the lives of the Israelites, how long they've been lying in the wilderness for 40 years. We were supposed to be in another place earlier on, and I think that is what abuse also does to you. It keeps you stuck in your past, and you're unable to walk and to live in a more fully whole life. I want everybody that hurts and struggles to read the book, and whatever they find in the book for themselves, it's up to them. But the book is not for children.
Definitely.
But the book is to highlight the pain that a child sits with for the rest of their life if they don't get help.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I don't know what's your thoughts.
I have a lot of thoughts on this, but for now, I am going to be very honest with you. I'm going to be very clearly honest with you today, Cameron. I'm super swamped for today. So, is it possible that I can complete your onboarding process, and we can have when you fill out, because I'll be sending you a form as well, and when you have the form filled out, we'll have another call just to get more in touch. Does that work for you?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So do you have access to your email right now?
Yes.
Do you have access to your email at this time?
Yes, I've got it.
Okay. Can you kindly open your email?
Do you want me to open the contract?
I want you to open the email.
Yeah?
Not the email sent from him. I want you to generally open your email and check. There should be a mail from me.
Oh, okay. How is it? Yeah, okay. Got it.
You have something from Clear Design Agency, Sheldon Benjamin.
Oh, I see. Yes,
yes,
I see it.
Can you click on Get Started? It will guide you to an account creation page.
I've got it.
Okay, thank you. Kindly go to the account creation page. And in the account creation page, you'll have, you just have to add your details and everything, and your account will be created.
Can I put my own password in?
Yes, you have to keep your own password. This is going to be your own personal login.
Okay.
So even in the future, if you are to contact some other company who uses this specific platform to communicate, you won't have to make a new, account. You can just use this one and access their side of the portal.
Okay.
Okay, so let me know when it's done. Is your account done?
Yes, I'm an individual contributor.
Perfect. So on the top left, do you see your name?
Yes.
Carmen Watt. Okay, below that you see options like list, board, table, dashboard, right?
Yes.
Right below your name. So in the same line as list, board, and table, at the end you'll see messages. Do you see it? The option
messages,
for messages. Yes. You can click on messages. Kindly click on messages, and it will guide you to the message section.
Yes, I've got it.
Mm-hmm. So, once you're there, do you see, and can you click on welcome on board?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got book marketing. I've got two
forms,
two
right?
Yes.
Yeah, two attachments. I want to click on welcome on board. It will open the entire message.
Okay.
So this is basically a simple message for, a startup. But the main point in that message is below, you see the last line. That's feel free to reach out to me for any queries and concerns. Now, this is the office extension, that 218-300-9881 with the extension 604. That's my extension.
Mm-hmm.
And the cell number, that is my personal cell number. So if you ever want to contact me for you know, something, because we'll keep connected on text as well. So if you want to text me or if you want to call me to directly reach me if I'm not on my desk, you can do that as well.
Lastly,
is do you see three dots on the files, like the notebook writing book marketing form and the SMM form? To download the form, all you have to do is click on the three dots, and it will give you a download option.
Mm-hmm.
So you can download the forms and fill them out to the best of your ability. You don't have to answer everything, but try to answer as much as you can. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Second is, so you scroll down a bit, you'll see a blue add reply button.
Yes.
You can click on the add reply button, and it will pop up a text box.
Okay.
You see it?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, below that text box, you'll see who should be notified, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is Lisa Taylor. Yeah. That's my boss. And there's Daniel Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
That is the book marketing strategist assigned to your project. I'm the project manager, and he's going to be the strategist. He's going to design the strategy, and he will tell you how things are going to work, how things will you know, other things that can improve your marketing strategies, okay?
Okay, great.
It'll drop in from time to time to get in touch. Aside from that, there is the attach file option. Once you're done with the forms, you click on attach file and then click on the blue add file button. And you can attach files and send them with any message my way. So we'll communicate overall on this platform. So as soon as you're done with the forms, now the first response is going to take us 7 to 10 days to evaluate your book and completely understand and develop a base strategy, which I will put in front of you. Okay?
Okay.
And from then, we'll develop piece by piece, have all the account creation for social medias. We'll start working on the content for your press presence, and we'll start marketing your book. Okay?
Excellent.
Perfect.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to work with you guys.
Definitely. Carmen, I would have loved to stay and talk more, but as I told you, I am super swamped today. Okay? So I'll get in touch with you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, one last thing.
Yes,
do you have a soft copy of your manuscript? Because I'll be needing the manuscript as well. Can you send me with the build forms?
Yes, I can definitely send you one. I've got 30 copies with me as well.
They have to go through the entire book so they have an idea of the target market, they have an idea of what the book's about, so they can create the proper content. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Just, you just broke up. Can I send it to you?
How
are you going to get hold of my book? Can I post it to you?
I don't understand if we're going to get all of your books.
No. How are you going to get hold of my book?
Oh, no.
I'm going to send you one.
Yes. If you can send the book to me, that will be very nice. We don't take ownership of anything that we make. You don't have to worry about it. All the content that we'll create, all the accounts we'll create, will be under your ownership, okay?
100%.
So you don't have to worry about it. And while we're creating the accounts, you'll know. Because everything will be created either under your email or your phone number. So all the main access points will be yours.
That's 100%. Thank you.
Okay, you don't have to worry about anything.
Thank you.
No problem. Now, Cameron, I have to rush. I'll get in touch with you.
Thank you, Sheldon. Good meeting you.
You too. It was a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.